The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
All right, Bob, then give me your power rankings in the AFC. Give me your top five teams in order in the AFC and the rationale, the criterion, whatever word you want to use. The five teams that you believe, Bob Pompiani, you believe have the best chance to go to the Super Bowl, 1 through 5. Please, Bob.
This is from the
AFC. The floor is yours.
The AFC.
Yes. The best chance to go to the Super Bowl.
I've said all along that I was a big proponent of what the Texans. Now, they've been hit with some. So I'm gonna for the time being, I'm going to move. They don't stink. They just have some problems. So I'm going to change that a little bit. And I'm going to say the number one team for me looking at this is the Buffalo Bills.
Ooh.
I think that they have made themselves into a really legitimate Super Bowl contender because number one of Josh Allen, obviously. But I think Amari Cooper to add to their weapons list is very big. So I'm going to put them one. I'm going to put number two the Kansas City Chiefs because I still believe they know how to win. It doesn't matter how they win. Their defense is good. Their offense will come alive when Patrick Mahomes is faced with situations he normally delivers. So they would be number two. Number three, I'm going to go, and I still think that this is a toss-up here, but I'm going to say Steelers have emerged over the Ravens for now.
Mm.
We're going to find out a lot more in the next coming weeks. But
how about
the way
this,
they're playing,
this is heating up, isn't it?
And here's the reason I say that, because the Steelers are, if you're going to check mark these boxes about who has what, I think the Steeler offense, while it doesn't have the check mark over the Raven offense right now, it's still good enough because of the Steeler defense, which is a check mark and a half over the Ravens defense. So the Ravens defense, to me, is going to be a problem. So I would put the Steelers 3, followed by the Ravens 4, and then Houston has dropped to 5. So again,
Houston
it's
has
Buffalo
dropped to 5.
First, Kansas yes. City 2nd, Pittsburgh 3rd, Baltimore now 4th. Again, the defense matters to me in these critical games.
Yeah.
And then the Texans 5th.
My top 5. And I have a sneaking, is it sneaking or sneaky suspicion, Bob? Which is it?
It's a sneaking.
Sneaking suspicion. That if I asked you to put everything you own on the line, you would put the Chiefs first in here. But I'll go with Bills for you. I'm going the teams with the best chance to reach the Super Bowl in the AFC 1 through 5. Chiefs, Bills, Ravens, Steelers, Chargers. Those are my top 5. I'm not yet at the point, even though the Steelers have been very good against, is it Mr. Jackson?
See Mr. Jackson in a few days.
You remember Mike does that a lot. Remember when Mr. Chubb?
Yes.
Mr. Chubb.
I absolutely love that. In fact, let me hear it again, who they're going to see in 4 days.
We'll please. See Mr. Jackson in a few days.
Mr. Jackson, even though he's only 2-4 against the Steelers, you know, and as much as I love Russell Wilson, right now, he still gives them an advantage. He just does over them and every other team. And hopefully I'll be wrong about that. And it's very close. But I would put the Ravens slightly above the Steelers. And then I think the Chargers have taken over that 5th spot. And they're rising, by the way, Bob.
Yeah,
their quarterback never throws interceptions. Their defense is stifling. Let me see with the Chargers. They lost that game to the Steelers.
They only gave up 118 points so far. And the Steelers have been good, allowing just 146. But 118 is pretty incredible.
And there's nothing to be ashamed of in their losses. They lost Herbert here a little after halftime. They lost to the Chiefs by a touchdown the next week with Herbert clearly banged up. And then they lost to what has turned out to be a very good Arizona team in Arizona by 2. Man, this Sunday night is a gigantic AFC game, Bob. Do you know what it is? I'll tell you.
Chargers.
Yes.
Bengals.
Yes.
And this
wow.
is huge because
that's
this is do or
game.
Die for the Bengals.
It is. They've reached the point now where I don't think there's any more margin for them. Well, What's their record right now?
I missed you the day after.
Now they get one more loss.
Okay, I missed you the day after the Bengals game, which was a great game.
Yeah.
But the decision to go for two, how did you react to that at the end of the game?
Didn't like it.
I didn't like it at all.
And I'll tell you why very quickly and very simply. And I was a little bit convoluted with Donnie Football the next day. It wasn't a win or lose situation. It was a maybe win but definitely lose situation, and that's not a proposition I like. Maybe win, definitely lose. Nope, I don't like
it. Here's why I didn't like it, is because you have Joe Burrow. Do you remember last week, Tampa Bay and Kansas City played an overtime game? Baker Mayfield's reaction to the coin flip is all you needed to know.
Yeah.
Because they lost it, which meant Kansas City got the ball. And guess what? Tampa never touched it. They scored a touchdown. I still don't like that rule. If you're going to reduce it to 10 minutes, both teams should touch it regardless if you score a touchdown or not. But if you have somebody other than Patrick Mahomes, I'm a head coach. I have a chance to win, so you never get to overtime because he may beat me. I go for it. But you have Joe Burrow, which means he was throwing for over 400 yards and four touchdowns. You can match. You know, which it shouldn't come down to a coin flip. I hate that it does often. It should be fair for both.
Wait, but if he takes it down for a touchdown, that's ball game.
It's over.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But Burrow can do the same.
Sure.
But I think a team like any other team other than if you're playing Kansas City, you don't want to get into that game because Mahomes can end it quickly.
Plus, here's what I mean by maybe win, definitely lose. Even if you make the two-point conversion there, if you're the Bengals, there's 38 seconds left for that guy, and all he needs is a field goal. And I know Justin Tucker has struggled, but he can go from 60. That's a lot of time left. So, and then if you don't make it, the game's over. I just don't like that proposition.
If you're going to do it, fine, except the play call was stupid. If you're going to throw that play call, which is a straight drop back, I mean, what are you doing? That, to me,
Zach, how do you not give Jamar Chase a chance? I don't care if there's eight guys.
Spread them out. Yeah. Have options. Make something available. And you can't do it the way they did it. At least I didn't think so.
All right, Bob. I promise Bill Cowher. Speaking of the Steelers standing in the AFC, Limits, would you like to give your top five teams ranked by most likely to reach the Super Bowl? Best chance.
Yeah, I think that Kansas City being there back-to-back years, I know the whole thing about winning three in a row, it's never happened, and they're undefeated. Until they lose a game, and they've shown a lot of flaws, I still think they're the most likely to get there, followed by Buffalo. I, like Bob, have the Steelers ahead of Baltimore, partly because of
the
factor.
For the same reason? Defense?
Same reason. I think their defense is better than Baltimore. I think they've done very well against Lamar. What have they won? Seven of their last eight against Baltimore? They've had their number. Ravens 4-5. Ready for this? I still think Cincinnati has the fifth best chance of anybody to get to the Super Bowl.
I don't blame him for that, Bob. I don't blame him for making that. I thought about it myself.
What did he say?
The Bengals is his fifth-ranked team.
I'm not going there. They would have to not only just get hot and get in, but they couldn't. The way they're going, they're not going to have to play on the road. I just think too many obstacles in their way.
Will you
plus, they've given up 262 points.
I know.
They have an awful defense. As bad as Baltimore has been, this is worse. So I
will you at least commend City Limits for his guts, for his cojones in making that call, Bob?
No, I think it's a stupid call.
I could have
said
Houston.
Stupid.
Oh, that's
Bob.
Where the whole Rob
and yes,
Cook
I said stupid.
Started.
Rob called me stupid.
No. Here we go again. Stupid call. I didn't say you were stupid. I said it's a stupid call. There's a difference,
but
and that's
felt that.
Ron has
it.
The same reaction of that stupidity.
Well, according to Joe's dictionary, yeah. I was called stupid because when I said that Bob's take was stupid a couple months ago, you said that I was calling Bob stupid. So
no,
Bob calling
me stupid. I never took it personally. I never took it personally. When you said that, I understood. You thought my opinion was stupid. That's fine. I think this is a stupid opinion.
We're on your home court, Joe. It's your rules, and that's the rules that you established. Those were the established ground rules.
That's the last time I stick up for you when Bob says you're stupid.
I didn't say. Here we go. What is it about you guys?
No, Bob. You
and Ron.
Bob, you did not say I was stupid, but you know, Joe has
Pipe
to.
Ryan.
I made
Make
some stupid decisions. I'm okay. I own those.
A little bit. It didn't hurt just a little. There's Ron. Just a little bit when Bob said your
just
opinion
a
was
bit.
Stupid. It was a little sting,
just a little
wasn't
bit.
It? A little yellow.
Just a little bit.
All right, let's hear Cowher on the state of the Steelers.
I don't think there's any question. I think he made the switch. I think he would have started with Russell to begin with. I think it was a blessing in disguise, to be quite honest with you. Mm. I think what Justin gave them in those first four games was the fact that they offensive line wasn't coming together. They weren't gelling. They were trying to still feel each other out. Justin was buying them time. They were doing things with his legs that Russell can't do. Mm. But you just knew that there was a ceiling there with that. I think there's no ceiling now with Russ. Russ gives you the chance. The identity is right there with Arthur Smith. Run the ball, play action. And if you run the ball, you get single high. You get single high, now you can throw the ball vertically down the field. That was not a strength of Justin Fields, but he could create plays with his legs. But it was going to take 10 to 12 play drives. But you go down the field, this guy right here, he wanted Russell Wilson from day one.
Amen to all of that. The important part there being suddenly they don't have a ceiling. They don't. And please don't confuse that. Because people often accuse me of overreacting, Bob. I'm not making a prediction. What I am saying, though, is based now on an increasingly large sample size, as they like to say. I'm pretty convinced that the Steelers can beat anybody in the AFC on a given day, in any kind of game. That's the key.
Yeah,
Can you win a 10-9 game? Sure. Could you win a 34-33 game? Yeah, that's what you have to be able to do.
I don't think there's any question they can, and they could do it in a number of ways, and that bodes well for them. That's why I think, you know, Bengals, to your point, Austin, they can't do it. The way they have to do it is outscore you, and they're going to give up their share of points. And I think at some point, if you shut down Joe Burrow just temporarily, you're going to have an advantage there. So, and I feel somewhat similar about Baltimore. Not as much, but Baltimore, their defense really has been bad. I go back to the Cleveland Browns game. You know, Kyle Hamilton drops what would have been a game-ending interception. What happens on the very next play? Two guys run behind the entire defense when they know they need a touchdown to score. How could they defend that play like that and let Jameis Winston hit a touchdown? So they have really leaky spots in their defense. And so I think defense does matter at this juncture of the game, and especially in the playoffs. You got to have an offense, sure. You got to score points, sure. But you better be able to limit some of these drives.
Yeah, I'm not convinced, by the way, that the Ravens and Bengals are going to get worse and worse on defense. I think they might get better and better.
Yeah, but even then, it's not good enough.
Well, we'll see about the Ravens. We will see when they have their assuming that it happens at any point, their full unit intact. I didn't think the Bengals played a horrible game the other night. It'd be like me blaming someone for guarding Michael Jordan and he got 45 points. It's like, that guy actually played pretty good defense. What are you going to do? And sometimes, what's his nickname again, Mr.? Is it Mr. Jackson? Limits? Sometimes he's just going to do that to you, Bob.
We'll see Mr. Jackson in a few days.
That's it. And the Steelers have done a very good job of controlling him, but they haven't seen him a ton lately either.
And I think, as I said before, this is a new version of him. He does not defer to his legs as much as he used to because he's good in a pocket, and his offensive line has given him time in the pocket. So that'll be a key to this one as well. How much pressure do they get on him? Can they contain him from running just as they did Jaden Daniels this week?
He made one of the most amazing plays I've ever seen in that game.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Against the Bengals, where he ran backwards 15 yards, then to the right sideline, and then like 30 yards to the goal line.
And I thought he got in, and he didn't. But I mean, it was an unbelievable play, and one that he can make, and not many others can.
Bob, I disagree with your assessment that he's not running it as often. In fact, he is. It might seem like he's not, but he is. He's got 91 carries for 538 yards.
Right, and he's on pace to go over 1,000. But my point there is he's not relying on it as he used to. He's still doing it. It's part of their game plan. But he's not doing it because he's not standing in the pocket and making plays. If you look at his completion percentage, so why don't you look that up while you're at it, you'll see how efficient he has been.
Bob is very feisty today.
Some tension.
Yeah, I almost got a stupid there.
No, you
did. I was stupid for mentioning that.
No, I'm just saying, look at his completion percentage compared to other years. I mean, he's...
No, it is better.
It's unbelievable how good he's matured as a pocket passer. So that's what I'm referring to. He's not going to just rely on legs. He uses legs, but he doesn't rely on them.
Is he right now the MVP? I know I ask this every week, but I'm curious where the MVP meter is with you guys. He has to be, doesn't he? He has 24 touchdowns, two picks. He leads the league in passer rating. Nobody's within 15 points of him in passer rating. And, oh, by the way, he's going to run for 1,100 yards. This is Ohtani stuff.
Right. No, I don't think there's any question. He is. You know, I was running on Jared Goff, but last night, five interceptions, although they won the game. You know, that Detroit team is, I think, really doing some special things. But at this point, you'd have to put him in the driver's seat of the MVP.
And I think...
Josh Allen deserves to be in
Josh
that conversation.
Josh Allen's up
too.
There. I think Saquon Barkley is up there. In nine games, he's 9 yards
short. Yeah, but the running backs ever
yards.
Won it? How many running backs have won
Not
it?
Many.
Not many.
No. It's just a personal opinion, Bob, and it might have been stupid. I apologize. 412.
Here we go.
928-9370. Let's go to the lines. Limits?
Let's go to Rob in West Mifflin.
What's up, Rob?
Fellas, what's going on, man?
Rob, what's up?
Oh, man. I'm going to start by saying this, man. As a diehard Steelers fan, I feel very confident about if we got to go on the road now and go toe-to-toe with any of these big dogs, I feel very, very confident. I didn't have that confidence before. I haven't had this confidence probably since been retired to be able to put up, you know, go to toe with the Kansas City, even though they're not no juggernaut right now. They're playing more defense-based football than anything. But I feel confident if we got to go to Buffalo, if we got to go to Baltimore. You know, everything's like coming together. And Patrick Queen is starting to – you know, find his way in the middle of that defense. We got, you know, we're deep now. I mean, it's getting scary, man. A lot of guys about it. But the Steelers are getting scary every week, man. They're getting scarier and scarier. So,
man, you hit on something there. You hit on something with Patrick Queen, Bob, is that looked like the guy who was second team all pro last year. He was very noticeable yesterday.
Yeah,
he's getting better and better.
Every week he's getting better and better. And I think that's, man, him in the middle is very important for them. That's still an area of concern because a lot of teams will try to pass in that area. So,
Rob, you're a difficult guy to convince. So you changing your opinion on this team is significant.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm still going to, you know, I'm gonna be a realist too. I did still want Justin Fields in there for the future, but you know, I mean, the veteran presence of Russell Wilson, you can't put no price tag on that. And as you see that, the playbook is fully expanded since he's in there now. Going for that fourth down there, that fake punt, that's basically like, okay, if not, you know, our defense is here. If not, we still got Russ. We're going to put some points up regardless. That's basically what I'm sitting there watching the game saying.
Well, that we're going to talk.
What they didn't get. I'm thinking that, you know what, we got Russ here. We're going to score some points. So Tomlin is like all in now. It seems like everybody's on the same page. My whole thing is, I just hope Cam stays healthy. Man, whoo, I'm telling you, I ain't saying Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's a good point also, Rob, you mentioned about Cam. He's playing even better. Every year since he turned 30, his play has accelerated. And a lot of people didn't think that was possible because it's very difficult to beat Father Time, but so far he is.
Next. Thank you, Rob.
Let's go to Seth in Long Island.
That's instructive to me, Bob, because Rob from West Mifflin, who's a great caller, is very discerning. Some would say cynical. And now he's turned for the better.
Mm-hmm.
How about Seth from Long Island? Hello, Seth.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hope everybody's doing well. Victory Monday, right? Feels fantastic. I feel very buoyant would be the word I would use.
I like that word. Bob, do you like buoyant?
Yeah, buoyant.
Seth in Long Island feels buoyant today. Kyle Brandt of NFL Network says the Steelers are the biggest story in the NFL.
Yeah.
You talk about buoyant. Go ahead.
Yeah, I haven't felt this way since Ben retired. And I have to say, I was very reticent when Tomlin made the switch. Obviously, it's panned out so far. And I just wanted to, you know, make a comment about, you know, one of the things I felt watching that game yesterday was that they did a fantastic job on keeping Daniels, you know, but he got 5 yards yesterday, but they didn't give him the lanes to run in, right? TJ stayed home, so did Highsmith, and they made sure he didn't have the outside to escape to. But that was a great game plan, and I think that's the plan they're probably going to enact, which they generally always do, with Mr. Jackson, right? So I think the thing is that that was fantastic. I didn't care for us. I felt like we almost beat ourselves yesterday because of the fake punt, which was a great call. I thought it was a little too early in the game. But, again, it is what it is. If it works, you're a hero. The fake punt, and, of course, Jalen Warren fumbling on the 1-yard line. I mean, we should not have been in that position. I didn't think the Commanders were as good as advertised. I think we almost beat ourselves, which is generally sometimes teams pass. And the last point is TJ was definitely being held in the end zone on that play, and they didn't call that. And the other one was on the field goal where I think it was Dante Jackson was definitely being held right in front of the
referee. Yeah, that was one of the most blatant holds I've ever seen. We appreciate the call.